You're listening to WCNO Palm City.
In the gritty and difficult places of the world, God calls His people to be salt and light to the broken and the needy. That's what the front line is all about. Open your heart and your mind. Today's show is about to begin. And good morning. Good morning. Yeah, I've noticed when I do the downloads of this program into the system, you know, once we've done, I always start out with the word and. You notice
and,
that?
Yeah.
And I'm not sure why. Maybe there's some deep spiritual.
No, not why, and.
You're right. Oh, man, thank you that you're so good at.
Astute.
You have such a sharp mind, and that's why you're here in part. And there's other parts, too, that you'll. That we'll probably see unfold today, but and Ed Skiba, one of the two really faithful co-hosts of this program. Welcome. Good morning, bro.
Good morning. Another beautiful South Florida morning. I get to wear a sweater.
Yeah,
I haven't worn it since last year.
Well, yeah, right. At this rate, 100 years will go by and you still won't wear it out.
That's true. So. I'd like to take a moment to remind everybody that this week is the first week of Lent. Yeah. For those of you that understand that, for those of you that don't, sorry about that. No.
Yeah.
For those of you that don't, it commemorates the 40 days between now and Easter of when Jesus spent in the desert and the devil tempted him. And we, you know, we're tempted every day by that satanic influence in the world.
Amen.
This is a good time to stop and think about that and think, you know, am I doing this of my own volition? Am I being influenced by evil spirits? What am I doing here with my life? Am I staying in close fellowship with God? Mm-hmm. And this is a good time to think that over. You know, it's not just a ritual that we go through every year. It's a time of introspection. We really need to look at ourselves.
Amen. And we need to do that all the time, but we have a special season set apart that, you know, we're not doing it alone, too. We're usually with a congregation of people doing the same thing.
Absolutely.
And there comes support. And
amen.
I love also that what comes is accountability, which we really, really need.
Yeah.
And so I'm also, speaking of accountability, I have to introduce all my co-hosts. And so delighted to introduce Ann Limhoko, be with us this morning.
Good morning. I thank you for having me here. It's a blessing to be here. I just wanted to piggyback on what you just said. Ed, first of all, his sweater has a U.S. flag right in the front, so I want a sweater just like that. Number two, I was listening to a sermon this morning from Pastor Russell Johnson it's called The Church. The church name is out of around the Seattle, Washington area, but it's called The Pursuit Church, and he talked about calling, our calling on our lives. And we each have a calling. And it's how the Lord made us, what we like, what we are passionate about. Mm-hmm. So I would tell our listeners during this time of Lent, if you don't know what your calling is, just how does the Lord, how has the Lord made you? You know, I love government. I love journalism. That's why I'm here. Mm-hmm. And we each have a calling, and we have to fulfill the calling we have in our lives.
Amen.
Amen. So, and everybody does have a calling.
Yeah.
And everybody does.
We'll be hearing later on from our guest today. I'll be introducing in a minute. But someone, he's lived in the calling of God for decades, and I think, and he may or may not agree with me once we get started, but you know, most recently, yet another aspect of his calling of the Holy Spirit guiding him to serve the Lord.
Unfortunately, there are people who are called to be good examples of bad examples. So,
okay, yeah, well, Ed will unpack that down the road, but yeah, I know what you mean. Yes, there's so many bad examples out there that it's nice the Lord raises us up to show people the way to go.
Yes.
That we have
amen.
To be.
Amen.
And speaking of the way to go, and I'm delighted to be here myself. Hey, listen, I'm going to do something very mercenary before I introduce my guest. After months of waiting roof damage to be repaired at my house, where a tree fell on it, a tree that we did not own, finally a roofer. My insurance company uses general contractors, and for whatever reason, no roofers came out until today. But anyway, I'm just asking, listener, if you have a minute, just lift up my roof. Actually, not the physical, but the repair of the roof of the house has a lot of questions and concerns because it's not just the roof, corner of the roof and a truss that was damaged by this very heavy tree that fell on it. So anyway, if you have a minute or two later on in the day, that'd be right now.
Yep.
lift up the roofers and the repair of the roof so it's all done well, and all the other attendant stuff like painting and the stuff that goes underneath the roof that needs to be replaced. Okay, I had to get that out. Very mercenary.
You said you were going to do something mercenary. I thought you were going to take an offering. Well,
you know, give us a couple of weeks, and we'll be doing that on the air for two weeks. We call it prayer and chair. This morning we have as our guest a gentleman, and I think his wife's going to be joining us too, I hope, Dr. Jake Baker, who has had, as I said, many decades in ministry in various different areas of application too. We'll share some of that with us. But today's focus will end up being on artificial intelligence and how it's used. And again, you know, it's been in the news. It's been in the news for a long time. It'll continue to be in the news. And part of the reason it's in the news is because there are some concerns about artificial intelligence. And I think we ought to be concerned about it. I think that I talked earlier about the word accountability. And as human beings, we are held accountable, whether people know it or not, by God to use things appropriately that he's given us. Amen. And this is one of those things. It's out there. It's working.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's developing. And so today, as we introduce our guest, I want you to know what, talking about AI and how he is using AI for the glory of God.
Amen.
And with no further ado, Dr. Jake Baker, welcome to the WCNO's Frontline. Jake, hello.
I don't hear them.
Maybe he's using sign language.
It's always good to share time with the saints, my brother.
Amen, amen. There you are. First of all, I tell you what, I was going to ask you to start with your God story, but I really, really think I'd like you to start with how God got you involved in using AI to produce music and attendant videos.
Well, it's an interesting story because I've never really been involved in music at all. I hear music and I say I like it or I don't like it or whatever it might be. But I really have never had any great love for music. I don't sit around and listen to music on a regular basis. My life has not been centered around that. I spend most of my time teaching on history, prophecy, and headlines.
Mm-hmm.
How history and prophecy are coming together to form the headlines that we read every day.
Mm-hmm.
My life has been spent on studying prophecy, what's coming down the road, what we should look for, the signs we should be seeing. So this was a bit of a turn for me because I don't read music. I don't understand music theory. I just, if I hear something I like it, I like it. If I hear something I don't like, I don't like it.
Amen.
But
me too.
After all of these years of pretty much ignoring music, apparently the Lord thought it was something that was missing from my life. And after Charlie Kirk was assassinated, murdered by the left in this country, the Lord woke me up that night with on 8 times in the same evening, in the same night.
Mm. Wow.
And he gave me parts of songs, of a song.
Mm-hmm.
And each time he would wake me up, I would write it into my phone. I would send myself an email saying, these are the words the Lord gave me.
Mm-hmm.
I got up the next day, and I took all of the things that I had written down over the night and assembled them into the first song I had ever written. Mm-hmm. And it's called Charlie's Song. And it talks about the faithfulness of his ministry, the faithfulness of his warriorship in the Lord, and how that even though it would be easy to be enraged by what had happened, that everything we did had to be tempered with the mercy and grace of the cross.
Amen.
Yes.
So it was something that was new to me completely, and I decided that because I couldn't write music, I don't know a C from a teacup. I mean, I have no idea about reading notes or anything like that. So I went to AI and I said, here is what I want. I want to create a melody for this song. and it started spitting out music for me.
Wow.
And I found out that it doesn't just produce music. You have to go in and tell it exactly what you want to hear. So it was a long process to get the first one done, because each instrument, each portion, each section of the song, you kind of have to describe what you want. So really what you're doing is you're directing the orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling it what you want to hear, and it simply creates it for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a chorus in one spot, you tell it, put a chorus here. Mm-hmm. If you want French horns, tell it to play French horns. So it's more than just telling AI, give me music.
Mm-hmm.
It's saying, Lord, I really need some help, some understanding on what this should sound like.
So let me interrupt you. I'm sorry, Jake. Let me interrupt you just to say, what I'm hearing you talk about is God's giving you the lyrics, but then you're bringing online, as you go work with the AI programs, you're bringing a level of your own creativity as inspired by the Lord, certainly. But you're actively involved as a creative in the directing of the AI to produce a satisfactory end product, which is the music, the song, and, of course, you accompany them with videos. But I mean, I want people to know that you have a creative input in this yourself.
Yes, absolutely. You don't just tell it, give me a song.
Right.
You tell it what you want to hear. And by the way, Even the song itself, there are times when a portion of the cadence isn't right,
mm-hmm.
or the opening isn't right, and it won't give you what you want to hear. So you have to go in and rebalance even the lyrics sometimes to make mm-hmm. it come out to the cadence that you're looking for, so that the music can be produced in the way that you want it. So, yeah, it really is. For someone like me, I wish I could tell you how brilliant I was in putting all this together, but we obviously know that isn't true.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about music. This is about saying, Lord, give me what I need so that I can put this together in a way that is going to be a blessing to people and be a real ministry outreach. Because I really have been called as a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
To share the knowledge that I've gained over the years that the Holy Spirit has entrusted me with, I wanted to do the same thing with song. I wanted to take music and do the same thing. So all of it has to be done in prayer, and it is all an act of grace, not necessarily talent. It is an act of grace that the Lord says, I'm going to give you this as a gift. Use it.
Oh, amen.
So we create the music then. And then we put it out, and then we go and create, in your case, you won't see it because it's radio, but we create a video for these so that the pictures help explain what you're hearing in the music and in the lyrics and whatnot, so that everything comes together as a package to say, this is what the Lord was showing me when I did this.
Amen. And really, your input, your creative input into the production of the videos is also critical, because it is
part of the very time consuming process. Typically it takes about a day or day and a half to create a video for a song, because we create every scene ourselves. In other words, I'll go and I'll have AI create a picture, and I will put together an entire paragraph of what I want that picture to look like. And then mm-hmm. I take that picture and I say, I want to create a 8-second clip from this picture, and here's what I want this picture to evolve into. Mm-hmm. In other words, here's the action that I want to bring out of this picture. And then AI takes what I have written and mm-hmm. says, okay, we'll make that happen. And it creates that 6 or 7 or 8 or 10 second scene that we have asked it to create.
Okay.
We then assemble those into a movie, clip by clip by clip. And if you can imagine, the average clip is about 6 seconds. So there are about 10 clips per minute. A song is 5 minutes. So you can guess there's 50, 60, 70 clips in each song that we create. And all of those are created from scratch. So that every time we put a video together, it takes out the complete dependence upon the Lord for making all of this happen, because all of the parts have to come together to create what we've created, which is a music video with words we hope that, that bless people's hearts.
Amen. Well, I would just say at this point, Jake, that we have, we saw the staff sat down when you, I don't know how, did you, if you reached out to Jonathan McLean, the manager, or he, you, somebody sent an email with a clip or several clips. I'm not sure. Those details escape me, but we had a staff meeting that day, and Jonathan played several of the pieces along, of course, with the videos, just enthralling. It was drawn into it. I mean, I drew up the first one, the miracle, or not the miracle, but one of the first ones you did, Majestic, the Majesty.
Yeah, the Majesty.
The Majesty.
Basically just extolling the glory of God.
And I will say, now, listeners, we're going to tell you how you can go on YouTube and find these videos and this music for yourself. But we were just enthralled as a staff, and I know for myself, I mean, it brought tears to my eyes, as that whole production unfolded. And again, we're talking about AI producing music and videos. Dr. Jake Baker is the guy God picked. He gave him the lyrics in a dream. And the lyrics then were put on the screen with the music and the video, and he worked hard to get everything together. But the end product here, and I want to assure the listeners, we've checked these out. They're awesome. The power of the Holy Spirit moves through them. They are, I would say, any unsaved person who has a chance to look at these, there's a high degree of probability they're going to be thinking of having a relationship with God in Jesus Christ.
Wow.
Because of the way these videos capture. And on top of that, to say that there are many ways to use artificial intelligence. Some of them are evil. We just know that.
Yep.
We're just going to say it. But it's out there in the world. It's like anything else. It's like I drive my car all over the place. It helps me, gets me where I need to go, where I can serve the Lord. Some people use them to drive into crowds and kill people. So it's how you use what we have. I think that's critical.
Amen.
And
Amen.
not to be critical of a tool that God's going to use to bring people to Christ.
Yeah.
So that's, I'm sorry I had to throw that in.
Jake. There are pastors I've spoken to that dismiss AI out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
And they refuse to see that aspect of it, that it can be used productively in the kingdom.
Yes.
Well, I'm sure that our guest, Dr. Jake, prays before he...
Oh, yeah.
Do you use ChatGPT? Is that what you use as your AI?
It like any other tool, AI can be used for good, can be used for evil.
Amen.
I would say probably right now, 75% of its use, 80% of its use is for things that are adiaphora, neither commanded nor forbidden. 10 to 15% of it is being used for very dark purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are a few who are trying to use it to bring glory to God, to tell a story that speaks to the heart of men, that lets them know that God is bigger than their problems. He is bigger than their past. He is bigger than their sin. He is bigger than everything that attacks them. And whether it costs us a little or costs us everything, following him is all that we ever need. And quite honestly, the longing of the heart of the believer should be this, that there are souls that are unsaved that we need to reach one way or another.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. And whether it's through music or through teaching or through preaching or through kindness or whatever it might be, they need to be looking at us and not seeing us anymore, but seeing Messiah live through us.
Amen.
And that really is the call to the cross, isn't it?
Amen.
Unfortunately,
yes.
we have this nasty habit of stopping five steps short of eternity. We're very good at getting people out walking
Amen.
The aisle.
Yeah.
But we need to take those extra five steps and climb up on the altar and crucify the flesh.
Amen.
That Messiah might live through us.
Amen.
And that's what we're calling people to do in these last days.
Amen. And God is going to use every way that he can to get the attention of the unbeliever. But also, he's going to use every way that he has to get our attention as believers.
Mm-hmm.
And he got your attention through dreams and what he gave you. And I'm sure there was that urging in the spirit to take the dream and do something with it. And you did.
I'd like to ask if it's okay.
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, ask.
Dr. Jake, what were the lyrics the Lord gave you? You said you were woken up 9 times in the evening, and he just dropped in your spirit all, like, what, 9 different phrases of lyrics? Do you mind expanding on that?
Yes, it was actually 8.
There were eight different
times that the Lord woke me up and would just give me a line.
Wow.
Mm. Not a song, but a line. Mm-hmm. And in that line were very, very important understandings of words and of phrases and of meanings that it's hard to explain, but when you put them all together, it creates a skeleton. Mm-hmm. And it's then our job, my job, and I've been writing for years. I've written 6 books and over 1,000 published articles. So I enjoy words. I really enjoy working with words. And I think that they can be powerful tools if guided by the Holy Spirit, so that we're not looking for a soulish experience, but we're looking for a spiritual transaction.
I love that.
Some place to go, something to hang their hat on. I just completed one called The Secret Place. Mm. And it talks about going to that secret place and spending time weeping before the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Broken before the Lord. So that as we sit there, we spend that time, we invest that much of us into the things of God, we bow our will that he might be that which directs us, that he might be, his plans might be that which inspires us and motivates us, that which breaks us and remakes us into kingdom people. Because, you know, the Lord never preached Christianity. He preached the gospel of the kingdom.
Yes.
And the gospel of the kingdom is so much more than just a Sunday morning walk in, sit down, shut up, pay up, and get out.
It is about
kingdom. It is about your entire life being wrapped up in his life, in his will. We are to be the will of God on earth, and if we're not, we're missing so much.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Amen. Absolutely.
And I would say, you know, my view is that God is resetting his church today. It's time to come. And we're seeing more and more people being lifted up like you have been, Dr. Jake. God is picking you up and pointing you in a certain direction and giving you the gifts that you need. You already have the gifts, giving you the grace that you need to pull off this wonderful task of taking that particular avenue you've taken to present the gospel in a powerful way. And I'm wondering, it's probably not the first time someone has asked you this question, but the way you described to me or to us how this all came about makes me think of Ezekiel 37 and, you know, the Valley of Dry Bones. And you were talking about getting the skeletal outline of a song and the attendant video, and then really working with the proper tools to put flesh and sinew and blood on that skeleton. Is that...
You know, it's interesting that you bring up Ezekiel 37, because 3 times the Lord breathed life into those bones to create a new people, to regather the nation of Israel.
Yes.
And when you read on then in Ezekiel 37... you see the prophecy of the twin twigs, that the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, Israel and Judah, will be bound together.
Yep.
But it is the new part of that, the new creation, Ephraim, who was and Manasseh, his brother, Ephraim and Manasseh, the sons of Joseph, who were adopted by Joseph's father, Jacob, not just as grandsons, but as sons, and named the firstborn was Ephraim. And Ephraim is the rolling in of the Gentile children of Joseph.
Mm-hmm.
So it is the prophecy of, number one, Ephraim will be that which binds Judah and Israel back together at the end time. And he will be the part that leads the remnant back to the Messiah, back to the cross. But he is also the Ephraim gate, and the Ephraim gate is where the Gentile nations come into the kingdom. So what a marvelous, marvelous understanding that there are three parts that Yahweh does to bring Israel back, like the triune God that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
And there are three parts to these songs that the Lord breathes life into to make them something that was nothing and become something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Amen. There's power in that story. It's multivalent, which means many levels. Some people that never heard that
Dr.
word before.
Dr. Jake David loves words, too, and so do I. So I catch
I like
words.
The word craft.
You're bloviating again.
I'm bloviating, yes. Yes, but at any well, it's good. It's holy bloviating.
Yeah.
We're about 2 minutes out from a break, Jake, so I don't want to trip the break right now, but here's what we're going to do. During the break, I took out all the cuts but the song, Charlie's Song. We're going to play that during the break. You talked about that. Those were the first. And by the way, I'm sure maybe I remembered this in a subliminal sort of way when I was putting in the content for the program. But of all, we have eight cuts from you. And I put Charlie's Song. I just picked it and put it in there. And then you mentioned that was the first song that God gave you.
Yeah.
So give in a couple of minutes before we go on the break, tell us a little more about what we're going to hear.
Well, in Charlie's Song, we really hear how even in tragedy, the Lord has a plan.
Mm-hmm.
That there is no such thing in all eternity as an accident. Yahweh is still sitting on the throne. He is still absolutely in control of everything, even though it looks like chaos all around us. Even though it looks dark and heavy because our friend Charlie is gone. And yet in that, the vision didn't die, it expanded. Mm. In that, the vision got greater. In that, thousands upon thousands upon thousands of people saw what happened to Charlie Kirk and said, if they're willing to do that, if the left is willing to take this action, then there must be something wrong with them that they have to resort to this rather than talking, rather than debating. And literally now, millions of people have said, I want to check out this God thing that Charlie was calling me about. And that has been a marvelous experience, not just here in this country, but across the world.
Amen. It is. And God's used this to get people's attention.
Yeah.
Amen.
And
I'm looking forward to hearing this song.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and we'll go to the break, Jake, so that people can hear Charlie's Song. I will tell the listener that we have our own Frontline theme music that plays before and after any break content. So what you'll hear first for the first 7 seconds is that theme music. And then it will go to Charlie's Song, and then the break will close with that Frontline theme music. Just so you know, don't convolute or conflate the music you're hearing. So when after 7 seconds, be ready to hear this powerful piece that God enabled Dr. Jake to put together and call Charlie's Song. Here we go.
They tried to kill America today, but Charlie Kirk got in the way. It was a bright sunny day up Utah way. Then a shot rang out and Charlie went up heaven's way. But it's faith and blood that water freedom's tree. Let courage rise with liberty. Let it flow like a river to Charlie's dream. And oh, Brother Charlie, we're missing you today. You've been raised to glory. Heaven's taken you away. Oh, 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 brother Charlie, we're missing you. The sound of a widow's weeping is like thunder in our hearts. As her tears fall down, they water holy ground. And his dream lives on and the vision grows. Let our rage be tempered with grace's glory. As we walk in faith to finish Charlie's story. Brother Charlie, you were called to a world of strife, that the lost might find faith and know eternal life. You spoke of faith and Jesus' blood, how sins were washed in the cleansing flood. Let grace arise. The left sent a killer to end your life, left two little girls and a shattered wife. As Erica weeps and we all mourn, heaven welcomes a faithful warrior home. The left rejoiced at their dark deed, they laughed and scorned Charlie as they watched you bleed. But the mocking ends when this life's no more, and they face God on that distant shore. Brother Charlie, nobody knew your time was near, but you can rest now, brother, we'll take it from here. And I can see Brother Charlie up heaven's way, walking with Jesus on his homecoming day. And oh, Brother Charlie,
I took out the theme music. I didn't want that to pollute the your memory of
beautiful.
That was powerful, powerful, Jake. Powerful.
Beautiful lyrics too.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, now God, those are the lyrics God woke you up eight times, right, to give you.
That's the lyrics, and each of those verses covers a different part, different aspect of what we've seen, what we've heard,
right,
what we've experienced, mm-hmm, and where we're going, hopefully, because it isn't about getting even, and it isn't about rage. It's about, where do we go from here? What do we do next? How do we fulfill Charlie's dream?
Right. Yeah, it wasn't repetitious. It was
really
a continuation.
Part of the calling of Turning Point USA, I think it is a part of the calling of each of us to understand that this is but the beginning of sorrows.
Amen.
There
are
going to be more Charlies.
Mm. Yeah.
Prophetically, we know that. We understand that. Prophetically, we know that it is going to get darker. In fact, it's going to get so dark before the end that the Lord says, when I return, will I yet find faith? That's how awful it's going to be.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
But we also know this, that the Lord never leaves us or forsakes us. He never gives us more to bear than we can bear. So we have this understanding that we always have that secret place. I'll tell you, we just finished a house. We remodeled it while we were here taking care of family. And in it, we built a little bench in the middle of a pretty little garden so that house would have a secret place of prayer for whoever bought it.
Wow.
So that they would have time to spend with Yahweh. It's a simple little bench with flowers all around it and plants all around it. And it is a very private little spot with stepping stones going out to it away from the house, so that when you're there, and amongst all of these bird of paradise trees, there is a secret place to sit at and just spend time with the Lord. So it these kinds of things should influence all of our life, all of our existence.
Yes. And the thing that comes to me in listening to that song, Jake, is that Charlie, we are all like him.
Mm-hmm.
He represents, if we think of him as an individual in his ministry and his life, he pointed always to Jesus.
Amen.
He didn't
always.
He didn't let the praise fall at his feet.
That's right.
He sent it on to the throne room. And no matter what we do, where we are, what we're doing for the Lord, how impactful our ministry is or seems to be, that it is important that we step out of the way.
Absolutely.
so that the glory goes to God. And this is what he was all about. Great message. And it brought glory to God.
Mm-hmm.
And which I think to me is one of the more poignant reasons why I grieve his loss yet today.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I think whether you go from Jonathan Edwards to Whitcomb to A.W. Tozer, to any of the modern evangelists, I would say modern evangelists through the 1920s, 30s, 40s, even 50s, at the start of his ministry, particularly people like Oral Roberts, all of these guys had one thing in common. I say at the start of his ministry, Oral Roberts, we'll forget about the end part of it.
Yeah,
but as you look at A.W. Tozer, as you look at all of these guys, they had one thing in common. They eschewed the glory of the masses.
Yes.
They refused to accept it.
Yeah.
They wanted the glory to go to Yahweh only. They didn't want the praise. They didn't want the honors. They didn't want the glory. They spent their lives, every one of them spent hours every day in prayer. Every one of them. They spent hours every day weeping before the Lord for souls. From Smith Wigglesworth to whoever you want to go to, if they are great men of God, they had a secret place. Billy Graham.
Yes.
Billy Graham.
When he was a young man, took a tour to a number of homes, and they went to... They went to the home of a famous evangelist in England, Smith Wigglesworth, and the group decided it was time to go. They had to leave. They went to the car to the bus to leave, and one was missing, and it was a young man by the name of Billy. So they searched the house trying to find him, and when they finally found him, it was because he was upstairs on his knees praying for the saints that prayed. So that's the power that these men had.
Mm-hmm.
Not because they're great orators, not because they're great with words, but because they were great with Yahweh.
Amen.
And the reason they were great with him is because they were so humble. They were so wrapped up in the things of God that nothing else mattered to them. And that's where we need to be. Listen, we're fighting the battles that we're fighting on a political, economic, media level. All of those battles that we fight every day down in the trenches.
Mm-hmm.
They are the trenches battles that we are now fighting because the church didn't do its job.
Amen.
Kept the nation moving under God, our politicians would have been Christian politicians. Our media would have been Christian media.
Mm-hmm.
But the church failed. The church got soft. The world went cold. They got bold in their sin. Because there's a void, that's what happens. It is filled by darkness. So what our message is to the church, and I say, that's Katie and mine. What our message is to the church is this: wake up, church.
Amen.
We don't need any more snuggling with Jesus time. What we need is now turning the song of battle back into the song of battle. We've made it a lullaby.
Yes.
It's not a lullaby. It's a marching song.
That's
right. Amen.
Dr. Jake, I just want to say something. This is Ann. I don't know if you've read the book called God's Generals, but it starts...
I did not.
You yep. need to pick it up because it starts with the Wesley brothers, mm-hmm. and then it talks about all the God's generals that led to the Second Great Awakening. I'm reading now about Dr. Moody, and then it ends with Billy Graham, but this book was written when Billy Graham was still alive. Mm-hmm. But when you were talking about prayer, Charles Finney, he would have all these revival meetings or these prayer meetings and preach also, and there was always a counterpart that prayed before he went into that location. Amen. And while he was at that location, somebody was praying. So intercessory prayer is absolutely vital to any big move of God. And this book, which I'm almost done reading, I've read it slowly because it's so powerful. It just shows me how in today, like in 2026, we are nowhere near what the spiritual condition of people were back then. And we need more of those people, the Charles Finneys, the Dwight Moodys, the Billy Grahams, like those kind of people who really had such a burden. Like you sound, Dr. Jake, you have that same burden, and it's wonderful to hear from you, but to have that burden for people's souls, but not only that burden, to disciple them in the power of the Holy Spirit. You know, it's not just a salvation message. It's also living in the power of the Holy Spirit. So.
Amen. And that's
well, important. And you had some remarkable people, like you mentioned Charles Finney.
Yep.
Charles Finney was so full of the Spirit of God that when he walked into a factory, all work would stop.
Mm-hmm.
Men would fall to their knees weeping, shocked by the power of his presence.
Mm-hmm.
That's how much God he had on him.
Yeah.
Derek Prince. I interviewed Derek Prince many, many times over the years.
Really?
And every time he went on the air, he had prayer partners, and particularly his wife, praying for him, holding him up in prayer the entire time we were on the air. So
wow.
You are absolutely right. All of this is about spending time in prayer, spending time not just knowing Yahweh's name, but knowing Yahweh.
Yes.
Amen. And that is a call to the church to wake up. It is time. And
but that intimacy.
We need the voice of thunder at this point in time to call a nation that has faded from the faith that created it. Remember, this nation wasn't created by people. It was created by God for
Amen.
A reason.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Amen.
Yahweh put this people on this earth to protect, A, the gospel, and B, to then send it back
yes,
out.
Yes, yes, yes.
That was
yes.
our calling and our purpose. That was the covenant we made with heaven. But as that covenant has faded, the purpose of America has faded, and now look at the foolishness that we have gotten ourselves into. We're $36 trillion in debt.
Yeah.
We have passed 123% of GDP, of debt to GDP.
Mm-hmm.
No nation on earth, going back to the ancient Greeks and Romans and even beyond that, no nation has ever survived that kind
That's
of a
right.
debt load.
That's right.
So we are in desperate trouble, in desperate need of Yahweh to take back his place
yes.
in this nation.
Amen.
Because we are going to need a miracle to turn any of this around.
Yes.
We have the ability as a nation to change the world. Unfortunately, what we have exported so far has been sexual deviancy, abortion.
Mm.
We've killed 65 million babies in this country.
Mm.
The Lord said, I am going to destroy you, Israel, because you have Manasseh. You have filled
and
the streets of Jerusalem with innocent blood.
That's right.
And I will not forgive the shedding of innocent blood.
Amen.
Well, Amen. That was several thousand. We've killed 65 million and exported another couple of hundred million. So, scales in heaven.
Yes.
In the here and now. So, we need repentance and prayer desperately because there is no relationship without repentance.
Yes.
There is no turning back without a nation weeping before the Lord.
Yes.
And the only weeping I see in Washington, D.C. is weeping that they couldn't make more money on the people that they're supposed to be serving. And it is a sad, sad thing.
It's wonderful, though, that President Trump is going to rededicate our nation at the 250th anniversary.
Yeah.
As a Christian nation, I actually may be going to that. So,
I wanted to get back to your production of the songs and the videos for a minute. My account could be wrong, but you have 18 songs and videos out right now. Is that correct?
That is correct, and two of those are Miss Katie's. One of them that she has written is called "I Imagine the Eyes of Jesus," and the second one is "I Was Not Worthy." She wrote those many years ago, and she asked me if I would work with her to upgrade those to a more modern sound. I'm not sure that there was anything wrong with the old sound, but we did that. So in that music, those two were included. But we've also got some other ones like Tears on the Bible, the story of a man who's walked with Yahweh his entire life. He knows the trials and the tribulations and the troubles. So there were tears on his Bible because he was brokenhearted before the Lord. Mm. But praise on his tongue. That's the gist of the song.
Mm. Mm-hmm. But amen.
While there were times of brokenness before the Lord, there was still praise on his tongue. And even as he walked through life in the late part of his life, he would sing those songs knowing that he was going to be beyond the sunset soon and home with his Lord. I've written one called Blind Dogs, talking about preachers who have sold out their calling and their vow. They have preached a watered-down message. They believe it's their job to make their congregants happy. Well, the calling of the church is not to make us happy. It is to make us holy.
Amen.
Amen.
It is to call us to repentance before the Lord.
Yes.
Happiness is a soulish expression.
Yes.
Joy is of the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yeah,
one is of the Spirit, and happiness is simply brain chemistry.
Yep.
Transitory at that.
What we need is joy. Amen.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
We can still be joyful because we have the great God that we serve.
Amen.
And rejoice in our tribulations, you know.
Exactly.
And we get that tribulation, right?
Yeah, you're right.
Well, the reason to be thankful in all circumstances.
Absolutely.
And all means all. It all may have anything going well, you know, but it's every so it's when things are going so well.
Special prayer, we have to have special language, we have to be an eloquent speaker.
Yeah.
God doesn't want any of that. You know what he wants?
Your heart.
He wants a still small voice crying out to him saying, Lord, I know what I am and I know who I am.
Yep. Yep.
And that you love me is still amazing to me.
Yep. Submission and obedience. That's what he wants.
Yeah.
Take me for who I am, for what I am. Change me and make me yours.
Mm-hmm.
Tell people how they can find these wonderful videos.
Yeah. And even your articles.
If they go to YouTube and just type in Jake's Music Videos. I made it simple. Jake's Music Videos. And it will take them to about 17 or 18 songs we've got up there right now. Just as I said, I just finished another one, The Secret Place, that we'll be putting to video before too awful long. It talks about going back to the way we used to do things, to the old ways, the prayer closet, the empty room, the place where we're not watching television to hear from God. We're bending the knee to hear from God.
Amen.
Every great warrior, every great battle that's ever been fought spiritually in this country or any country began on the knees of a saint.
Absolutely.
Amen.
The greatest revival in modern history, the Hebrides Revival, began with two old ladies praying every night from 10 o'clock till 3 in the morning.
That's right.
One blind, one crippled.
That's right.
But they dedicated themselves from 10 o'clock at night till 3 o'clock in the morning. Why they chose those times, I don't know, but they did. They would go out to the barn And for that length of time, from 10 until 3, they would pray. And finally, the fire fell. When the fire fell, it fell slowly at first with tiny little flickers of light. And it became a raging forest fire, so powerful that just fading by the Hebrides would suddenly turn to port because they were absolutely compelled to find out what this God was all about that was calling them to shore. And that's the power that the two little ladies, insignificant little people in the eyes of the world, that's the fire they brought to the Hebrides revival. And whether it's any of the great revivals in human history have begun with that. Not with a mass movement, mm-hmm. not with a nation repenting, but with two people praying. With Yahweh sending one person, one man, one woman, saying, mm-hmm. I need you broken. I need you weeping before me. I need you groaning before me for the souls of men. And then the Lord would move.
So, Doctor,
and I believe that the listeners out there today, mm-hmm. that calling is on you right now, this moment. That calling is settling on each of you. The question is, will you answer it?
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
This doesn't have to be a program. This doesn't have to be anything except you saying, Lord, I don't even know if I can pray for an hour. I don't know what I'd say for an hour to you.
Mm.
Just do it.
Yes.
Just dedicate an hour. Does it call for a sacrifice? Yeah. Yeah. Does it mean getting up a little earlier than usual so that you can have time to stand before the Lord or kneel before the Lord? Yeah.
Amen.
But you're talking about eternity. Not just your eternity. The eternity of those who are going to be affected by what you have done or by what you have not done.
Yeah. Dr. Jake, where can we find your books and your articles? Like, I'm just so hungry for more of what you have to say, and we only have like 5 minutes left.
Well, I'm in the process right now of writing a series of 12 children's books. They're not ready for publication yet, but they will be one of the next projects we take on. Yeah, it's Jake and Hobo are the characters. Jake is about an 8-year-old boy, and Hobo is his baby donkey. And Jake has dreams. And as Jake has dreams, they take him to the most marvelous places, like to Bethlehem at the first Christmas, or to Jerusalem at the time of the first crucifixion. And because it is a dream, but it seems very real, Jake walks through all these things, and he has an adopted grandfather. That grandfather rescued him from a desperately evil uncle who had just killed his family. So Jake is really literally all over the world. And this man takes him to a place in Colorado and becomes his adopted grandfather. And the stories unfold from there, but they're written for kids. So all of the things are written in language that the kids are going to understand. But it isn't goofy stories. It takes them through the understanding of the biblical eyes of a little boy at the events that take place in Scripture.
Wow. Sounds sort of like parables.
Mm.
There's a parabolic element to the books.
Yeah, well, I tell you, it's kind of an exciting project because now with AI as well, we don't even have to hire expensive illustrators to get it done because literally AI can produce the art I need for the book each time.
Mm.
We've written now, I think, Katie, I think three of them are done. The fourth one is just about done, so we're getting ready for those. But we'll keep everybody posted on where they're available. My probably most widely read book was Checkmate: The Game of Princes. I talk about the New World Order and what is coming prophetically, And since I've written that book, everything that we said in the book has actually already come true and transpired. So we'll be updating that one as well. So there's just a lot of things that the Lord has in the works for us that are fun and exciting. And at this time, I think poignant, because I think the world is desperately in need of a beacon to follow.
Amen.
And that beacon that we want to point to is the beacon of the Holy Spirit leading them to Messiah.
I want people also to know, Jake, because all these videos you've produced now, they're in the public domain, right? You're not making
they're
any big bucks.
They're in the public domain, and we own the copyrights to them, and we are not we did not register them with BMI or ASCAP. We wanted people to be able to play them as they wanted to use them in worship or to use them however they thought that would bless them, bless the folks around them, and bring glory to God.
So you did not envision yourself rolling in dough as you produce and put these videos out. This is all totally free.
Yeah.
People can use them without your permission.
No, we're not. We didn't do them to get rich.
Yeah.
We did them to enrich the folks that listen to them and watch them, and hopefully we find that it's a blessing for them. I think the music is pretty good. I think that the lyrics are inspired, not because I'm brilliant, but because I serve a brilliant God.
Amen.
So I think that what we have done, I believe, will reach out and touch people's hearts. I believe it will touch their lives. I believe that it will change their outlook if they'll let it. All of these are written for one purpose, to build up the saints, to edify the saints. Beyond that, we really have no other purpose except that it is part of my calling to write them, because the Lord continued to give them to me.
Amen.
So,
yeah.
As long as He keeps giving them to me, I'll keep jotting them down and doing what I can with them, and I hopefully they will bless the world, help change the world, and if they only change one person, why, that's the person Yahweh wanted changed. So
Amen.
I'm happy with that as well.
I'm totally with you on that, Jake, and I can encourage our listeners to go on YouTube, just type in the search engine Jake's music videos. You'll find 18 wonderful videos, tremendous music that will touch your heart. And these are, as I tell you, as I listened to, I haven't listened to all of them, I'm savoring the moment. I've listened to several of them. But when I listen to them, I say, I got to share this with somebody, because there's a message in here that they need to hear. And they're inspirational. I mean, this is, God's doing it. This is what I want to say. Some people are still kind of, as we talk about AI, Jake, I'm sensing some of our listeners are trembling in fear. And yes, we have to be concerned about how other people are using it, but how God has given you the direction, the talent, the gifts, and the energy to produce powerful, gospel-honoring, God-loving music and videos that captures the attention.
AI can also stand for Almighty
intelligence
too.
Almighty intelligence, that's right. And it's all in how we use it, and God wants us to use it for His purposes.
What Satan means for evil, God will turn to good if you'll allow Him.
Well, tell you what.
Bless you all.
Well, thank you, Brother Jake, and God bless you as you continue to serve Him in this way. We want to be sure that when, as things are produced, you let us know here at WCNO.
Amen.
And we'll undoubtedly have to have you back on the air at some point, because there's going to be more to talk about. But right now, our time is nearly done. So, Jake, thank you. This is Dr. Jake Baker. Go on YouTube, Jake's music videos. You'll be astounded and amazed, and you'll give God the praise for it. Thanks for joining us. We'll be back next week on the air. Same time, and certainly the same station.
God willing. Amen.
Tune in next Monday at 11 a.m. as we take another fascinating trip to the front line.